Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to your next to the last episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason, and I have a pretty cool episode lined up for today. So before I get into it, let me get my disclaimers out of the way. Let me get house cleaning done, and then we will jump into it. So the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. All right, now you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. You can also catch me via email if you'd like at b4itall@yahoo.com. All right, now, disclaimers are out of the way. Got the volume turned off on my phone because I forgot to do that. And now, house cleaning. So, this is the next to the last episode. Thank you guys so much. I will still be airing on Outworld Fleet Radio. Like, the old episodes will still be in circulation. So, you know, there's always that. And you can always go to my YouTube channel. I'm not going to take the videos down. So, you know, there'll be that too. You can still catch me. But I will be moving the superhero memes that I do. I'm not going to be doing the daily ones. I'll be doing the weekly ones, but they're going to be moved to the TN2M Shows YouTube channel. And it's just TN2M Shows. As of right now, we have about 25, 26, maybe 1,000 subscribers. So when you look us up, look up that. That's how you'll know you have the right one. It's going to be great. We'll have a bigger audience, where I encourage you to like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. It really helps us out, and I love this journey that we have been on together covering so many superheroes. In fact, this is episode number 170. Oh my goodness, I've lasted longer than some TV programs. I just don't have the same budget as them, but that's okay. All right. But this week, I am going to be finishing out Superhero Deep Dive right before the heartfelt finale with Miss Martian. Her real name is Megan Morris, or Megan Morse. Miss Martian is a white Martian known as Megan Morris. She serves as a member of the Teen Titans during the year between the events depicted in Infinite Crisis and the one-year later storylines. And on Earth, she simplifies her name to Megan Morse. She did that the same way that John Jones simplified his to just John Jones, the Martian Manhunter. Now, Megan was originally sent by rocket from Mars to the Vega system to escape the civil war between the green and white Martians. To date, it's still unknown when she came to Earth from Vega. She could have been in suspended animation. She could have been here for years, maybe even centuries. Hasn't really been said. Initially, Megan pretended to be a green Martian like the Martian Manhunter and joined the Teen Titans. After her feelings were hurt through insensitivity and misunderstanding with her teammates, Megan left the Titans to be a hero in Australia. Though the Titans suspected she might have been a traitor, it turned out that her accuser, Bombshell, was the actual traitor. After helping the team defeat Bombshell and proving her loyalty, she was accepted as a full member of the Titans. So that's pretty cool. Megan and Cyborg travel to Belrive to interrogate the depowered Bombshell. Megan, using her telepathy on Bombshell, discovers the existence of Titans East, where Bombshell is seemingly taken out by a mind-controlled Batgirl soon thereafter, but eventually recovers. So she wasn't actually taken out. But she was probably close to it. Like, it was probably inches away from death. Megan fights Sun Girl, who claims to be from a future in which the Martians are slaves because of something that Megan will do. Sun Girl also claims that in the future, Megan will be her personal slave. So that's kind of intense. Like, that is... How do you rile someone up? You tell them that. That's kind of like the best way to do it. Alright. Unable to convince Sun Girl to tell her what she will do in the future, Megan dives into the ocean and then hits Sun Girl with a mass of water, dousing her flames. So... Yeah, I guess win-win scenario, right? Alright. The Titans tomorrow appear with Miss Martian as a member. She has a different look, having embraced her white Martian heritage, and having changed her name to Martian Manhunter, she is taken out by her present-day counterpart. As a result, the consciousness of her future self has taken refuge in Megan's own mind. An epilogue to the Titans of Tomorrow Today storyline depicts Miss Martian 8 years in the future, and she colludes with Lex Luthor and Tim Drake, the Robin of the time, and with whom she is having an affair to clone several deceased Titans, including Superboy and Kid Flash. So, wow, that's a lot to deal with. That's a lot to take in. I don't really know how to interpret all this. Like, that's a lot that she's got on her plate there, right? But Megan is attacked by Disruptor of the Terror Titans, whose weapons almost separate her from her future self. Megan is captured and thrown into a room with Kid Devil, who has been savagely conditioned into a mindless beast. She attempts to calm his mind with her telepathy, but a reincarnated version of Granny Goodness has found a way to inhibit her Martian abilities. Megan finally manages to restore Eddie's rational mind, and the two escape. Back at Titan's Tower, Megan implies that the encounter with Disruptor has allowed her to subdue her future self's consciousness. Her future counterpart seems to still be able to communicate with her, but Megan shushes her effortlessly by the simple threat of sticking the cute puppies on her, which are her feeding her images of cuteness and love. Okay. That sounds like it was written by a 13-year-old. I'm sorry, it does. Maybe 14, but that's... whatever. Alright. Later, however, Megan begins showing signs of being unable to subdue her evil self, such as appearing before the team having chalk-white skin as opposed to her usually preferred green skin. She seems as surprised at this as the rest of the team, and later finally comes to the conclusion to leave the Titans for an unknown period of time. Before leaving, however, she says goodbye to the Titans and admits to Eddie that she will miss him the most, to which he questions if she's comparing him to the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz. Teen Titans writer Sean McKeever has stated that Megan's departure from the Titans is part of a longer storyline he was working on and that she will return to the team at a later time. Megan appears in the final issue of the Terror Titans miniseries, having been posing as Star-Spangled Kid in the Darkseid Club's metahuman fights. She had been using her immunity to clock King's mind control to slowly free the other brainwashed metahumans. Megan is briefly seen as part of an underground resistance cell in Final Crisis number 5, and she rejoins the Titans in the aftermath of their failed recruitment drive, bringing new members Static and Aqua Girl with her. In the same story, Megan hints that she has rid herself of her future counterpart's consciousness from her mind. When Beast Boy returns to lead the Titans in the wake of the Kid Devil's death, Megan is the only member of the team who is willing to support him. While the rest of the team is busy arguing, Megan is attacked and captured by a new villain known as Wild. After a vigorous battle, Megan is rescued by her teammates. At some point prior to this, Megan is seen operating on a solo mission where she defeats Brick after he attempts to abduct a young girl and hold her for ransom. Seconds after flooring the kidnapper, Megan is visited by Jay Garrick, who recruits her for some unknown purpose. In the finale of Justice League Cry for Justice, it's revealed that Garrick recruited her to help interrogate Prometheus, who had destroyed Star City. When she attempts to read his mind, Megan is knocked out by a specialized mental defense that Prometheus put in place after encounter with the first Martian Manhunter. Megan later accompanies her fellow Titans to the city of Dakota to look for Static after he goes missing. After Wonder Girl, Aquagirl, and Bombshell are kidnapped as well, the remaining Titans track them to an armored bunker. Megan tries to fight off a powerful metahuman gangster named Holocaust, but he is somehow able to resist her telepathic assault and knock her unconscious. After awakening, Megan realizes that she had accidentally struck Raven with the mental barrage, which has now left her comatose, and on the way back to Titan's Tower, Raven is kidnapped by Wild. During Brightest Day, Megan is asked by Batman to contact Starman after he is captured by a crazed Alan Scott. After coming aboard the Justice League Watchtower, she mentally reaches out to Starman and begins to relay information about his prison, only to transform into her white Martian form and attack the Justice League. Before Megan can injure any of her fellow heroes, she is knocked unconscious by Power Girl, who implies that she had been possessed by the Star Heart, the cosmic entity that granted Alan his powers. Around this time, the recently resurrected Martian Manhunter contacts Titan's Tower to talk to Megan and is told by Superboy that she has taken a leave of absence from the team. He heads to Australia to find Megan and see if she has any information about a string of murders that have been committed by a fellow Martian, only to find her tied up and severely beaten. While tending to her, John is contacted by the entity, and Megan's wounds fully recover. She also senses that there's another Martian on Earth, and when John asks Megan who did this to her, Megan says she was attacked by a female green Martian. After a mission to rescue Raven from Wild's dimension, Megan is left in a coma. Cyborg and a scientist named Rochelle Barnes takes Megan to Cadmus Labs to find a way to help her, and Static, who had lost his powers after the battle with Wild, comes along with her, stating that she should have had a Titan by her side while she recovers. The issue ends with a note stating that the story will be resolved in a new Static solo series, which will launch sometime in 2011. Okay. There's so much going on here. And we still have a bit to go. But, I mean, she is, like, such an intense character, right? Now, after... let's see here. Okay, no longer a member of the Titans, Miss Martian is later attacked by a teenage psychic named Alexander, who kidnaps her and uses her as bait to lure Supergirl into a trap. After defeating Supergirl, McGann uses her abilities to help brainwash Blue Beetle and Robin into serving Alexander. It's later revealed, however, that Miss Martian was never under Alexander's control to begin with. She had merely pretended to be while using her telepathy to tell Supergirl her plan. Miss Martian then force feeds Alexander's mind with mental feedback, distracting him enough for Supergirl to subdue him. Along with a number of former Teen Titans, McGann returns to assist the team during their final battle against Superboy Prime and the Legion of Doom. Working together with Solstice, McGann defeats her old nemesis, Sun Girl. In September of 2011, DC carried out a revision of its superhero book line, including its stories and its characters' fictional histories, known as the New 52. In the revised stories, Miss Martian's first appearance is when Red Robin is shown watching a press conference where Lex Luthor shows off photographs of McGann as part of a presentation about alien life on Earth. DC made another revision of its superhero comic book line known as DC Rebirth. Miss Martian appears in a revised series. Here, she has been assigned by Martian Manhunter as the Justice League liaison to watch over the Titans. The white Martian side of Miss Martian was eventually revealed, as she couldn't contain her form after getting attacked by Beast Boy, who lost his self-control due to the energy of the Source Wall, where they were stranded on a strange planet. With the Titans back on Earth, Batman tells Donna Troy that Martian Manhunter's actual intention to place Miss Martian on the Titans was to protect her true nature and keep her safe. So, from her history, and we haven't even gotten into her powers yet, Miss Martian is kind of poised to be like a heavy hitter. And what I don't understand is, in the comics, Martian Manhunter is pretty top-notch. Like, I mean, they say he can take out Superman if he wanted. But, you know, he's not making movies. He's not on TV. When he is, I'm sorry to say it, but it's just poorly done. But what a story, you know, like they're just kind of going into it. But let me get into her powers. But I would love to know what you guys think of Miss Martian. Like I said, you can email me directly if you want. It's b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. And then I'll be moving over soon to the to the other YouTube channel, TN2M Shows, where please subscribe there and keep up. We have a lot of different programming. Like we have our Bogus or Bonafide series. We have a wrestling meme review. I do a superhero meme review there that's going to be moving. And we also have our sit-down stand-up comedy show. And I heard that we're getting a couple other shows in. At the time of recording, it hasn't been enacted, but it hasn't been fully verified, so I can't speak specifics on it. But they'll probably be out by the time this airs. So just be on the lookout, because it's going to be a lot of fun. But let's get to Miss Martian's powers. Miss Martian possesses abilities similar to Martian Manhunter and all other Martians. She has superhuman strength and stamina comparable to that of a Kryptonian. She's invulnerable and has been shown to repel attacks from the likes of Despero. And she can enhance this invulnerability by making herself super dense. This invulnerability also extends to being able to survive in the vacuum of space. She also has the ability to shapeshift, and she can use this to regenerate herself at a rapid rate. Her shapeshifting can be used at will and in an unlimited application, including adopting human or monstrous appearances, elongating her limbs, growing to immense size, altering the chemical composition of her body, and things like that. She also extends to her being able to expand or lengthen her limbs, or to create natural body weapons. This control over her molecular structure also gives her the abilities of invisibility and intangibility. She's a powerful psychic with major applications of this being telepathy and telekinesis. She can use the telekinesis to manipulate, move, levitate, control many objects. She can also use her telekinesis to fly. Her telepathy is one of her strongest abilities, though, and allows her a wide range of things, including mind reading, communication, projecting her thoughts, creating illusions, locating other sentient beings, mental detection, mental cloak, scan, controlling others' minds, manipulating memory, inducing sleep, astral projection, and transferring information to people directly. Her psionic abilities can also manifest themselves in a telekinetic blast or push or telekinetic shield. A further application of her powers is Martian vision, which she expels energy from her eyes. Martians have 9 senses compared to humans, which gives them a stronger perception of the world. As an adult in the Titans of Tomorrow Today storyline, Megan's default physical form is that of a white Martian having embraced her heritage and Martian physiology reflecting their state of mind to compensate for her pyrophobia. Adult Megan wears a force field that protects her from flames. Like all Martians, she can be weakened by fire. This is due to pyrophobia, which all Martians suffer from, with fire being the Martian's Achilles heel, equivalent to the Kryptonian's weakness to kryptonite. Exposure to fire typically causes her to lose control over some of her powers, which leaves her very faint and weakened. It was revealed during the Trial by Fire storyline that the Martian weakness to fire is an inbuilt psychosomatic effect placed in the Martian race long ago by the Guardians of the Universe. The purpose of this was to prevent the Martians from reverting to a previous state in which they were highly aggressive or on the verge of interstellar conquest and required flames and the psychic suffering of those to reproduce. Wow. That is twisted. But it almost seems like, okay, so the Guardians of the Universe like genetically engineered them at that point? I mean, it's weird. It's weird, right? I'm not the only one picking that up. All right, fun facts. Miss Martian appears in Young Justice. This version is the niece of Martian Manhunter being 48 in Earth years and 16 by Martian biological standards. Has 12 sisters and initially hid her white Martian heritage via a green Martian form based on the protagonist of her favorite sitcom, Hello Megan. Throughout the first season, she joins the team, enters a relationship with teammate Superboy, meets the star of Hello Megan, Marie Logan, and befriends her son Garfield Logan, who McGann later gives a blood transfusion to save his life, contributing to his becoming Beast Boy. McGann eventually comes clean to her teammates, who accepts her for who she is, with Superboy in particular revealing he always knew because of their strong telepathic link. In the second season, Invasion, she has adopted Beast Boy as a foster brother following Marie's death, but became darker and more aggressive towards those she deems bad guys, often leaving them in catatonic states. After a failed attempt to manipulate Superboy's knowledge of an argument they had over her tactics, he broke up with her, leading to her entering a new relationship with Lagoon Boy. While taking revenge on Aqualad for Artemis Croc's apparent murder, McGann learns the pair are working undercover to infiltrate the light and gradually softens while restoring Aqualad's mind. Guilt-ridden over her selfish motives, she breaks up with Lagoon Boy and eventually reconciles with Superboy. As of the third season, Outsiders, McGann has altered her Martian form to reflect her white Martian roots, becomes the leader of the team, re-encounters her brother Imcom, and has begun living with Superboy, who goes on to propose to her. And in the fourth season, Phantoms, McGann and Superboy travel to Mars to undergo a Martian wedding, though she is forced to address unresolved issues with her estranged siblings, and the pair become involved in the Legion of Superheroes' efforts to stop Lor Zod from freeing his parents, Druzod and Ursa, from the Phantom Zone. After defeating the Zods, McGann and Superboy return to Earth for an intimate Earthen wedding. The Young Justice of incarnation of Miss Martian makes a non-speaking appearance in the Teen Titans Go episode, Let's Get Serious. Miss Martian appears in Supergirl. In response to the horrors of the white Martians committed against the green Martians, this version aided the latter before fleeing to Earth, where she hid for 300 years. In the present, she encounters John Jones while taking part in Roulette's Alien Fight Club, but tries to keep her distance out of guilt for what her kind did to his until she is forced to give him a blood transfusion after he is attacked by the parasite, which gradually turns him into a white Martian. Upon being confronted, McGann offers no resistance, hoping John will take her out, but he imprisons her in the Department of Extra-Normal Operations headquarters instead. Ultimately, he forgives her for what the white Martians did, before she returns to Mars to form a white Martian resistance movement against the oppression. The Young Justice incarnation of Miss Martian makes a non-speaking cameo appearance in Scooby-Doo WrestleMania Mystery. Alright, there's that. Miss Martian makes a non-speaking cameo appearance in the Teen Titans Go to the Movies. She appears in Justice League vs. Fatal 5. This version is initially an associate of the Justice League before receiving membership after helping them defeat the Fatal Five. She's a playable character in Young Justice Legacy, a playable character in LEGO Batman 3 Beyond Gotham, and appears as a playable character in LEGO DC Supervillains. She also appears in DC Superhero Girls. This version is a roommate with Killer Frost, Lady Shiva, and Star Sapphire. And lastly, Miss Marvel appears in Smallville's Season 11 special. This version is held captive by Checkmate but bonded with scientist King Faraday, who treated her like a surrogate daughter. Over time, Miss Martian took on the appearance based on his deceased daughter and adopts the alias Megan Morse. Following Faraday's death, Miss Martian goes on a rampage, taking out those she deems evil until Batman and Martian Manhunter find her. Despite initial difficulties, the latter bonds with her and she becomes his protege and niece. She would later join Jay Garrick's Teen Titans and enter a relationship with Connor Kent. Woo! She has been a little bit here, a little bit there. It's kind of crazy. But, like I said, what do you guys think of her, though? She's pretty cool. Like, she's a pretty cool character. And let me give you my final thoughts before we finish this one up. finish up episode 170. My final thoughts. Miss Martian would be a cool character on screen, but not in live action. I'm sorry, but if they do it well, it'll be compared to She-Hulk in terms of effects. If they don't do it well, it'll be like all the CW versions, and it's just a no-win scenario with that. What she needs, and what DC does do really well, is an animated movie. Like something just focused on her, her journey to Earth, her motivation for hiding her white Martian identity, and all the stuff surrounding that. We could have there be like an evil Martian Manhunter, like Malekith, I think who it was in one of the DC animated movies. You know, he could be the bad guy, so there would be like a good battle with that. With her youth and imagination versus his age and experience, it'd be a cool movie to watch. I am a Miss Martian fan. I like how they handled her initially in the comics. I like how they handled her in like the Titans cartoons, but yeah, she needs to stay away from live action. It's just not for her. But I do think that they can actually build something off of her because she is an established character. She's female, you know, so that's always good. If they wanted to do like the diversity stuff, it's someone that's already there and they can build from that. But what do you guys think? Like, what would you do with this character? Does she not need to be on screen at all? Does she need to just go away? Are you not a fan? Let me know in the comments, or you can email me at b4itall@yahoo.com. Like I said, you can find me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. But yeah, I think that's going to do it for this week. Guys, it has been one hell of a ride. Next week is the finale. But in the meantime, I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone is safe, and I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. And I will see you later. Bye-bye, everyone.